Gnosfield Airport, also known as the Marin County Airport, lies east of Highway 101, just a few minutes north of Novato. And at any given time, planes can be taking off and landing on its runway.
We have military come in through here. We have the Reach helicopters that come in. We have the sheriff's airplanes, the Civil Air Patrol. We have the Highway Patrol, the Coast Guard. They all come in and out of NOS.
That's Airport Manager Dan Jensen. He says the county-owned public airport also sees plenty of privately owned jets and recreational pilots. And it's home to several flight schools.
4 minutes departing.
Now the more than 50-year-old airport runway could be expanding in the near future, by 300 feet to be exact, the length of a football field. That's according to an announcement made by the FAA this week, and it will allow enough room for the airport's most used aircraft, the Beechcraft King, to safely take off and land. Here's Jensen.
If it makes it safe for that aircraft, it's going to make it safe for all the other aircraft below that. It just enhances safety for everybody.
The project is part of an existing master plan that began drafting runway extension plans more than 10 years ago. Back then, the county sought to extend the runway by more than 1,000 feet. But a recent review by the FAA showed an extension that long is no longer needed. But not everyone is happy about this possible shorter expansion. The airport was built on wetlands more than half a century ago, and some see the area surrounding Gnos as a part of Marin's historic natural land. Phil Peterson is with the Marin Audubon Society.
It is an excellent candidate for restoration.
Peterson says planes could harm the abundant wildlife surrounding Gnos.
Runways and wetlands don't usually coexist peacefully because there's concerns about bird strikes.
The airport sees close to 90,000 takeoffs and landings a year. So that's 90,000 times an aircraft could potentially hit a bird or animal. But Gnos manager Dan Jensen says these types of accidents are few and far between.
We really haven't had any issues with wildlife, per se, here on the airport. You know, we want to make sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's and doing everything the FAA wants us to do, and that's why we're doing it.
Jensen says the airport is currently waiting for the results of a wildlife hazard assessment that could recommend wetland mitigation efforts. But Marin Audubon's Peterson says that's not enough, and the entire area should be restored to its natural habitat.
There's been so much wetland filled and destroyed over the 100 years of the Bay Area's history that trying to chip away any more of it is just something that we're not going to support.
Still, because of the shortened runway proposal, Marin County officials are expecting less pushback than in years past from environmentalists. And that could mean this project that's been in the making for more than 25 years is nearing its end. Public comment for the 300-foot extension is expected to begin next month. After that, the proposal must go through a final review by the FAA before being adopted. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.